Now, the latest edition of The Big Issue is a star-studded one. It features profiles of movie star Benedict Cumberbatch, movie maker David Lynch, and, of course, the enigmatic Bob Dylan is on the cover. Tom likes to call him Bobby D, and he's touring Australia this month. And to talk some more about the man whose music defined a generation is Amy Hetherington, editor at The Big Issue. She joins us now. Welcome, Amy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, the cover says the real Bob Dylan. Do you think anyone actually knows who the real Bob Dylan is?
Well, look, he is a very enigmatic figure. He's been in public consciousness for, you know, 5 decades. And look, we know him as the musician, the folk musician, as you said, who defined a generation and whose music has remained relevant since the 60s. But what we do is delve beneath that and find that he actually is quite a funny guy who has, you know, he's quite a slapstick comedian, and he almost became the next Seinfeld.
Well, see, we don't often think of the brooding and reclusive Dylan as being particularly funny. What has writer Michael Eppes learned about Dylan?
So back in, I think it was around in the 90s, he hooked up with a guy called Larry Charles, who wrote for Seinfeld, and they got together and they actually pitched for a sitcom to HBO, and they went and had a meeting, and that it was a slapstick comedy. It was kind of in the vein of Jerry Lewis. After the pitch, after the meeting, where Larry Charles apparently showed up in his pajamas because that's what he was wearing at the time, Bob Dylan just decided, no, I don't think this is for me. So, that's just one of the many stories of Bob Dylan, and this other side of him as this funny guy. I mean, there's also, stories in there about his musical influence as well, because Bob is somebody who has sold more than 100 million records. He's won 11 Grammys, he's won a Golden Globe, he's won an Academy Award, he's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he's even won a Nobel Prize in Literature.
Now, I feel like anyone who's had any sort of interaction with Bob Dylan, as you said, he's such an icon, he's achieved so much, would have you know, something to discuss. Kate Sobrano in this edition also shares her experience getting to know Dylan's body of work. What's been your own interaction with Bob Dylan?
Well, like Kate, well, I didn't grow up listening to Bob Dylan, and she talks about that in her story, but I came to him in my late teens, early 20s, and I think that's sort of when a lot of us do. It's sort of his music is about rebellion, and it's about a new generation, and it's this sweeping change that they were singing about in the 60s. And I think that a lot of generations, you know, we all want to embrace that feeling. And, you know, it's kind of happening again, I guess, with the generation that's coming through at the moment. There feels like there's some kind of parallel happening in the world there. But, you know, she talks about finding one of his records at a market and then falling in love with his music and the message that he has in it and the stories that he's able to tell through his songs. And that's pretty much the same as me. He's someone that you can listen to over and over again. He's a singer that you can really sing along to if you can't sing, which is someone like me. I don't think Kate Sobrano would have that problem. But, you know, Bob Dylan isn't, you know, you don't have to really be able to hit those high notes.
Well, that was another funny thing that Eppes brought up about him being, you know, his later music sort of copying Frank Sinatra or being Sinatra-like, even though he doesn't really have the same range. So there's almost these jokes throughout his, you know, oeuvre about just doing the music for the music's sake and not necessarily hitting all the right notes, I suppose.
Yeah, and look, he also has a kids' album. So for someone who writes these amazing lyrics, he's also got an album which is essentially like the Wiggles, and there's one song which is Wiggle Wiggle Wiggle. So his body of work is enormous, and really if you start going on Spotify or pull out a record and listen, you can just go on forever, and he's a pretty amazing guy.
We're speaking with Amy Hetherington, editor from The Big Issue, about the latest edition. Now, writer Jenny Swain brings us an emotional story about people who care for loved ones and says that there are nearly 3 million unpaid carers in Australia. Now, how can becoming a carer change someone's life?
Well, Jenny Swain, her story is a very personal story and a take on being a carer. So her husband and gave permission for her to share their story. He became sick, and then she had to finish work, really, to take care of him. He had cancer, and she talks about all the stuff that goes along with that and what that means for her. We often hear the story of the person who is going through that sort of trauma, but the people who are their support team are often in the background. And so she's talking about what she had to actually go through. And it's pretty hard, is what she's saying. And, you know, sometimes you want to be able to have a bit of a whinge or be grumpy about it, is essentially what she's saying. And there are 2.7 million unpaid carers in Australia. They're working long hours, unpaid. Most of them are women looking after their partners or their parents or their children. And look, it is a bit of a heavy read, but it's also an enlightening one.
And the profile of Benedict Cumberbatch is accompanied by the movie star wearing a suit and sitting in a bath. Now, I also mentioned that David Lynch is in this month's edition. So is this meant to be a sort of tribute to the film director?
Yes. Yeah, so in David Lynch's bio, he is talking. It's written by a friend of his called Christine McKenna, or they've been friends for decades. And it's an autobiography called Room to Dream. And, of course, David Lynch is a beloved weirdo, and he manages to create some incredibly interesting films that a lot of us don't really understand. And what Christine's saying is she doesn't think we need to necessarily understand his work in a narrative form, and the biography is a bit similar. So she writes a chapter that is with interviews and heavily researched, and then David Lynch writes his own chapter as a response to her chapter.
Well, it sure is an interesting way to make a biography, that's for sure. Hey, Amy, thanks again for bringing us another great edition of The Big Issue and for coming on Breakfast this morning.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Amy Hetherington, editor at The Big Issue, joining us there. Now, for those stories and more, make sure to head to thebigissue.org.au and don't forget to pick up a copy from your local vendor.